Evan Fournier of the Orlando Magic joins us now on the Andrew Walker Show on Sportsnet 590 The Fan here in Toronto. How are you?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing real well. Now, listen, we're not going to give you a hard time. You tweeted out that the Raptors had no chance to win a game in this series. And I got to say, there's a lot of people that were right there with you. But last night you took to social media and said, all right, my bad. What are you seeing now?
I mean, that's a total different team. I mean, from, you know, defensively, offensively, they have way more energy. They're playing harder. I mean, I was wrong, obviously. But, you know, who thought after, you know, game two that he was going to turn that way? You know, you just got to give credit to and you know, the coaching staff keeping the team together. Because, you know, they are a lot better right now. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they actually win the series because they have the momentum.
That's the funny thing. We're all trying to put our finger on it. What does momentum mean? Like, put yourself in the shoes, Evan, of the Cleveland Cavaliers right now. You've had a lot of success in this postseason. You won 10 games in a row, and all of a sudden, there's adversity. How difficult is it to bounce back if you're Cleveland?
Well, it's not easy, but they have the home court advantage. And so, you know, they know it's going to be hard, but they must, you know, be pretty confident about it because they have, you know, at least two more games at home. And, you know, Toronto got to have, a real game in Cleveland, which is very hard. They have a, you know, very nice crowd over there. But if I'm Cleveland, I'm just trying to win, you know, the games at home. That's it. And just trying to bounce back, trying to play harder because, you know, they got punked, basically, the last two games. And that's how the Raptors won. That's it.
Evan Fournier of the Orlando Magic joins us. What was your impressions playing against this Raptors team this season? Did you foresee a playoff run like this? What made it difficult to play against them?
It is very hard to play against them because they have, first of all, two very good players with Kyle Lowry and, you know, DeMar DeRozan. All-stars, obviously. And, you know, they just can do a lot of things. They can shoot from the outside. They can pound you inside with Biombo and Jonas. They're playing hard. They have a very good backup with Corey Joseph. So, you know, they are just a very complete team that can do a lot of things on the court. And, you know, when you have that type of versatility, it's you just very hard to play against you.
When you're watching this series, and Evan Fournier joins us from the Orlando Magic and the Andrew Walker Show, and listen, we thought the same as you. After one game, after two games, they were getting their doors blown off.
What? Everybody was thinking this way.
Yes,
you know?
Everybody was.
That's the funniest part.
So, like, what changed your mind? Like, what is the turning point here? Was there a moment? Was there a quarter, maybe in game three, maybe late in game two, that turned this thing around? How does something turn around that quickly? What did you see?
It was just, the intensity that played at. Because, you know, you can game, but, you know, the other team can still have, you know, hope because they played a, you know, good game and they just missed. You know, the last two games, they were just dominating the Cavs in every aspect of the game. Transition, playing harder, rebound. It was just, in every aspect of the game, they were just better. And you know, in only two games, to see that kind of difference is just crazy. And so, you know, now they have the momentum, like I said, and, you know, anything can happen from now on.
Something I want to ask you about, because you come over from France, and so, you know, going to the States is one type of culture shock, and maybe coming to Canada would be another. When you sit and you watch this team and this series and this city and this crowd, and I mean, who knows what happens with you contractually this summer, what do NBAers and yourself in particular think of Toronto as a market? Do you forget about it sometimes? Is it an afterthought? Does going to a Final Four like this, does it intrigue players about maybe playing in Toronto?
Of course it does. I mean, you know, when you start winning like that, it starts to get more and more interesting. You know, I think that the Raptors are, you know, are more and more valuable as a free agent because they are winning. The crowd is amazing. And, you know, Toronto is obviously a very good city. So, you know, it's getting more and more attractive. And you know, I think you guys are not going to have any problem keeping DeMar DeRozan this summer. I mean, I think he's going to stay. And so, like I said, Toronto is just more and more valuable. I think a lot of guys are going to consider it now.
You played with Channing Frye, Evan, in Orlando, and now he's just shooting the lights out. Are you surprised at his level of success right now, or or not at all?
Not at all. I mean, that's what he was doing with Phoenix before he signed with us. You know, he's just with our roster, it was just hard for him to get open because, you know, we don't have a lot of shooters. And when you have Channing Frye on the court, they would just stay with him. And so he was basically never open. And, you know, Channing is the guy, you know, that needs to have open space, to have ball movement and, you know, get open. And he just couldn't get open with us. It's that simple.
Evan Fournier, our guest on the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. So tell me about your knowledge base, or at least your relationship with Masai Ujiri. This is a guy that drafts you in Denver,
yeah.
and very shortly after comes to Toronto, and you know, the rest is history. What do you know about Masai as an executive?
Well, Masai has done an incredible job with Toronto and Denver. I mean, I think it's your best season ever, right? As far as games in regular season.
Yes, correct. Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, it was the same thing with Denver. I mean, the guy is just good. I mean, he just knows his stuff. He's scouting everywhere. You know, he's safe in Europe. The guy is good. He just knows his stuff. You know, he's such like a good guy. You know, you can really talk to him. He was really close to us in Denver. You know, as a rookie, you know, coming from Europe, he was a little bit hard at first. So, you know, he would help me, you know, text me, making sure I was good. And you know, make sure I'm good on the court, basically. So it was just great working with him. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for drafting me.
Before we let you go, so what's your read here? The series goes back to Cleveland. The odds are still long for Toronto, but what's your prediction for the rest of the series?
I have no idea. I mean,
no, none of us do.